Welcome to the Language is Music podcast. On this podcast, you will hear interviews and presentations done by Susanna Zreisky, the author of Language is Music. You can find out more information about Language is Music and about how you can learn foreign languages using music and the media at Susanna's website, languageismusic.com, www.languageismusic.com. We hope you enjoy this podcast. My name is Susanna Zreisky, and I'm the author of the book Language is Music. And when I was in Istanbul in November, I had the pleasure of meeting Aaron Myers from the Everyday Language Learning website. And he took me out to lunch, and we talked about language learning and what he's doing. And I wanted to interview him so that more people could learn about what he's doing to help people learn languages. So Aaron, could you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I and our two kids moved to Istanbul 4 years ago, and I was a teacher before we came. My wife is an ESL teacher. I was a high school teacher and an ESL teacher, and I think we thought we would probably teach when we got here, but as we got into doing different things, we realized that it was just a lot of people struggling to learn languages, and so I started language coaching and writing helpful ideas, information, encouragement, tips, suggestions at the Everyday Language Learner blog. And I've been doing that for about a year now. So it's good to be with you.
Very good. All right. So the first thing I'm curious for you to talk about is something that we discussed, was your mission to help people learn languages and also give free resources on the internet for people in various languages, since unfortunately most of the language learning materials that we're familiar with are all in English. So could you tell me about what you're doing, the name of your project, and what languages are currently available?
Yeah. When I came to Istanbul, I hadn't really thought a whole lot about just language learning and opportunities that people have around the world to learn languages. And as I came as an independent language learner, really learning the language on our own without classes, and we received some training to do that, we got to Turkey and realized pretty quickly that there was really just two tracks for people to take to learn English, and that's primarily what people are trying to learn here. And that was either you had enough money to send your kid to a private school was either all in English, or just had really a much more intense program for English, or you had enough money to send your kids to private kind of language courses after school. And and those were sort of the two options. And as we, you know, as a teacher, I was always talking to parents about how their kids were doing and asking, you know, how are things going with English? And you know, I kept sensing this kind of a disempowerment. They all wanted their kids to do better, but they, as parents, they really had no idea, you know, other than sending them to, you know, having enough money to be able to send them to special programs. They didn't really have any ideas for being able to do anything about it. And that was the first piece of my desire to start just really helping people kind of discover how they could access a lot of the free information that is on the internet, free programs and opportunities. And then the second thing was, I took some classes working on my master's in ESL. And I was taking these classes and reading just all the research and literature about second language acquisition, and just realized that, you know, as I tried to find it in Turkish, for example, that I could hardly find anything in Turkish. It was in English. And then I just started to really kind of put this idea together that, you know, my Turkish friends wanted to learn English, but there was not really any information out there in Turkish, or not very much, just about kind of independent self-directed language learning, about second language acquisition theory and how we might do that. And really kind of the things that I was reading, writing on my own blog and reading on others, these ideas of how you could go out and learn the language on your own. And so to me, it seemed like a justice issue. And in some degrees, it's not at all, you know, to the same degree as some of the bigger justice issues around the world. But nonetheless, it felt like a justice issue. And so I named this project I-586. And the I is from in the Bible. There's a prophet, Isaiah. And he wrote about justice a lot, and he wrote this verse the 58th chapter 6, that says, "Is not this the kind of fasting I've chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke and set the oppressed free and break every yoke?" And I guess as I was putting these justice issues together, and that's really, it was about freedom and giving people opportunity and really, just whether we like it or not, English is becoming the dominant language, mm-hmm. and English for many is opportunity for a better life. And so I just really wanted to see two things. One is to allow access to people to get to the resources on the internet. And then two was to take some of the ideas that people are writing and that I was writing about language learning and get those translated into the native tongue of people so that they could read it. And mm-hmm. So I'm working to get my guides. I write, I've got several guides I've written that really, one is about motivation and commitment and attitude and how we can create, maintain and protect those things as language learners. Another is really a comprehensive guide of how you can become an independent language learner. And then a third one is it's called the Guide to Self-Assessment. And again, it's for kind of independent language learners to really look at their language learning program and not just make a judgment of like, this is how I'm doing, I'm passing or failing, but really to assess what I'm doing, how I'm doing, and how I can maybe adjust things to do better. And so my goal is to get those translated. Two of those I sell off of my site, but the translated versions I'd like to give away for free and these are all digital products, ebooks, so that people could get access to ideas about independent language learning, making a plan to do it on their own, and I'm just getting started with that. The shortest guide is the Guide to Sustaining, and it's been translated now into Turkish and Polish. And my goal this year is to get that guide as well translated into Brazilian Portuguese and Russian, and then as well to get the Getting Started Comprehensive Guide, because it's more the one I'd like to see translated, because it's really the one that lays out the plan for how you can go about learning the language on your own, creating a plan for yourself, understanding how we learn language. I talk about all those things in there. And so I'll continue to sell the English version, but I'd like to be able to give away the translated versions. And as well, I really, with my blog, I encourage, because one of the things I see is that there's native speakers of other languages who are blogging about language learning. But in general, it makes sense. They blog and they write online in English, because that's where the majority of the audience is. But I'd love to see those people turning around and writing more in their native language. And one of the things I've also said is that if anybody ever wants to take any article that I write or have written and just translate that and use it on their blog, I don't care even if they give me credit for it. I mean, it'd be great if they did, but I just want, if there's good ideas, I'd love to see those going back into the native languages, because the goal is to learn English, but if you haven't learned English yet, your native language could be the key to get you the access to the best information and the best programs and ideas. So that's kind of a Project I-586. In a nutshell, another side to that is I've got a site that I've written in Turkish, and it's really this idea of creating a simple site with kind of links to language learning programs, games, different things, but with a Turkish kind of summary of how you'd get into the site, what you'll do when you get to the site. and trying to, you know, the internet's this vast ocean of information and opportunity. But as an ocean, it's an awful lot like just throwing a hook out there and hoping for the best. Even for me, you know, as a native English speaker, it's like you type in English language learning game or something and, you know, 5 million results come back. And so what I've tried to do is to kind of find what I feel like are the best, you know, most bang for your buck sorts of sites that are about helping people learn English and then writing a brief summary in Turkish of how you're going to get in and use it and how it's going to go. So that it can act as a key to this kind of locked world of opportunity. And so that's another site that I've developed called İngilizce Öğrenmek, which means İngilizce, of course, English, and then Öğrenmek is the Turkish verb for to learn. So
I have a question about the name I-586 from Isaiah. Isaiah is from the Old Testament, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any partnerships with any religious organizations or any other language organizations? Because you talked about this being a justice issue. So it obviously goes beyond just learning English, because you see that if somebody knows English, they're going to be able to maybe get a better job, be able to travel. And as you know, something that I was blogging about this week and I did a video about was about why women should learn different languages, and about how many more opportunities women can have when they speak another language. And also there's a personal safety issue involved in being able to speak different languages. People are more empowered. So I see what you're doing as a larger justice issue. So I'm curious what partnerships you have or what partnerships you're looking for. Maybe somebody listening to this will be interested in working with you.
I don't. At this point, it's just my thing. I don't have any partnerships. The partnerships that I've pursued have been in looking at others who have written, guides, books, programs to help people learn English, and kind of pursuing and encouraging them to as well, either get their stuff translated and give it away, mm-hmm. or to just some of them have it translated, but they aren't giving it away, and encouraging them to consider giving it away. But I don't have any partnerships with it as of yet. That's a good thought, because I think as it is, it's, I'm really working at it as it goes. And as people volunteer and say, hey, I'd love to translate your guide. And I think it could move a lot faster. It could become a bigger, more powerful, in this arena of thinking about justice, if I did have a partnership. And so that it's probably something I should consider and look into. I haven't yet. I've just mainly viewed it as getting, you know, my stuff translated, and then trying to develop the other side of the blog and what I do into a business. And so it's not exactly the main focus. But yeah, maybe it should be, and maybe I should, pursue partnerships. And it's a good thought, something I hadn't really considered. But any of the guides could get translated if I had just the money to go out and pay for a translator to get it. And so a partnership would allow that to happen. And so I'll have to consider that.
So if somebody right now wanted to get the Turkish or Polish versions, where would they go?
There's a couple places. I try to have a link to everything on the Everyday Language Learner site under
everydaylanguagelearner.com.
Yep, everydaylanguagelearner.com.
Okay.
And that's my main kind of home base. And at the top of that is a language learning resources link. And if you click on that, it'll open up a page full of different resources. And kind of in the center toward the bottom is an icon for Project 586. Mm-hmm. And that page basically kind of tells what my thoughts about I-586 and what I'm doing with it and what my vision for it is. And at the bottom is a link to all of the versions And so if you go there, so I've got an English, Polish, Turkish, and then I've also created a Turkish-English parallel text of the guide to sustaining. And in that guide, I'd like to turn everything into a parallel text with the Polish on one side and the English on the other side. But that takes time. And so I got the Turkish done. I have a vested interest in Turkish. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about related to Project I-586?
Yeah, you know, I think the main thing is if you are a non-native speaker and you're listening to this and you've had an inkling of writing and sharing ideas about, you know, how people can learn languages independently, more effectively, more creatively, having a lot more fun, you know, just I'd want to encourage people to begin writing about those things in their native tongue for, yeah, the speakers of their language. And then just say, you know, if you want any of the articles from the Everyday Language Learner, you know, feel free to translate those and use them or parts of them. Feel free to translate the guides and you know, be able to give them away from your site as well.
Mm.
So that's, yeah.
So if somebody wants to give something away, should they just contact you and then you could put a link on your website to their page where they could where the free downloads are available?
Yeah, you know, with the stuff I'm giving away, you could just put a link to, I mean, all of it's just, you know, any of them are just PDF files that are, you know, you can, when you click on them, it comes up as another web address, URL. Mm-hmm. So if people wanted to put the Polish version, they could just grab the URL and put a link to it on their site. They don't need to come to my site if they don't want to. If they want to send people over, that's fine, but they could certainly just put a link up there. And I mean, I think more people would get it that way. So
no, but I was thinking is that let's say somebody has information available in Japanese or Chinese about language learning on their website. Do you want them to contact you? So then you could put a link to their website saying, here are free resources about language learning in X language.
That would be great. One of the things, because I think one of the things I've also have on the site, on the Everyday Language Learner site, is kind of what I call language-specific sites. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if someone had a new blog in Japanese writing about language learning, then I would put a link to that on the Japanese language page under reading so that people who are wanting to learn Japanese could go there as well and read it, but then others could as well. Yeah, so I'd love to link up to them and help them grow too. So.
Okay. So there's something I want to add, actually. I was thinking about this, that, you know, my first language is Russian, but, you know, I primarily do everything in English or Spanish. And I made a video about a year ago for the State Department, you know, our foreign ministry in the United States, and I did it for free, but I did it in Russian to help Russian people who want to learn English or other foreign languages. And I sent it to the State Department, and they put it on their Russian language Facebook page. And a couple of months later, I knew I was going to be in Central Asia, and the U.S. Embassy in Kyrgyzstan set up presentations for me in Kyrgyzstan to do presentations about my book in Russian and English. And so the reason I bring this up is that somebody may be listening who is like me, you know, who's originally from one country but actually lives in the United States or Australia or the UK and primarily writes in English. But if you do write something in your own language, or if you do have a video or something like that about language learning in your own, your first language or the language you spoke at home, that could also open up opportunities for you to reach audiences in other parts of the world. In my case, it was in Central Asia. And it was wonderful because I talked to young kids, teenagers, and teachers of different nationalities, both Uzbek, Russian, and Kyrgyz. And it was a wonderful opportunity because I was able to reach these kids who otherwise didn't know about how to learn languages, you know, through music or media. And all of this started because I did something for free, you know, I put it out there. So I do encourage people to do things, even though it is an investment of time, you never know where it can lead you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Language is Music podcast. You can find out more information about learning languages through music at languageismusic.com.